Shalom to all. Today's office on Hedgin Chav Zayin, and we are starting the last word of Chav Avam Beis. And today's office sponsor, Lila Nishmas, Morris Mem Sarabas Yaakov Moshe, her Nishama should have an Aliyah. And we can be discussing who's possible to be an aid. So the Gemara says, Itmar was stated, Aid Zaymeim, an aid that was turned into an Aid Zaymeim. As we know, it's referring to when Aidim come to Bezdin, they say their testimony, and then two other Aidim come and say, Imanu Hayisim Akamplaini, at that very time that you claim the thing happened, you were with us in a totally different place, so you can't give that Aidos. That turns the first group into Aidim Zaymeim. So this Aid Zaymeim is a puzzle aid. The question is when. So Abaye Rabbi says, Limafreyu Nifsal. He becomes Pasol Limafreya from when he originally gave that Eidos. So he delivered his Eidos in Nisan, but it only was turned into an Eid Zoymeim in Tishrei 6 months later. He's Pasol from 6 months prior when he gave that Eidos. Whereas Rava says, Mikar Albo Nifsal, he's only Pasol from now on. We explain this further. Abaye Limafreyu Nifsal. Abaye says he's Pasol Limafreya retroactively from when he gave the Eidos. Why is that? Because Me'idin the Asid, from the moment he gave the Eidos, Rashahu. He's a Rasha. But Tara says, Al Tashas Yadchem Rasha, your hand shouldn't be placed with the Rasha, and watch the Joshua of this Rasha word, Al Tashis Rasha aid, that a Rasha shouldn't be an aid. And since he's a Rasha from the moment he gave the Eidos, he's apostle already then, even though it's retroactive. Whereas Rava says, Mikar Albo Nifsal, he's only apostle from here on. Why is that? Because Eid Zoyim Chiddishu, the whole concept of an Eid Zoyim is a Chiddish. Why is that? Because my Chaz is Samchazahani, Smaychahani. Why is it seeming to you to rely on this guy and not that guy? Because really, there's no logic to believing the second group over the first. Group one says, we saw it. Group two says, no, you didn't, because you're with us somewhere else. Why should I believe group two over group one? It's only because the chiddush from the Torah that group two is believed. And therefore, El Chabaya El Mishas Chidusha Ve'elach, you only have this, meaning we only apply this din that an Eid Zoyim is a Rasha from the moment of the chiddush and onward, meaning from the moment he's turned into an Eid Zoyim, not retroactively. Now, Igdar Misam say that Rava Nami Kabaya Svirle. Rava really actually holds a Kabaya that theoretically we should possible them Lamafreya, Umay Tam Ka'amar Mikanu Abba. Why is it that he says that they're only possible from here on? Mishum say the Lakuchas, because of loss of Lakuchas. If we're going to possible this Eid Zoyim retroactively from 6 months prior, well, could be that in that interim, in that 6 months between when he gave the Eidos and he turned it to be an Eid Zoyim, very possibly he signed on a document of sorts where somebody purchased something, and now if we're going to retroactively make him Pasul, that means that this document doesn't have valid signatures, and that's going to cause a loss for the Kuchas, and we don't want that to happen. Ask the Gemara Mai Benayu, what's enough community between these two understandings? So the answer is, it could be Nayu. The difference is, either Das Hidu Bei Trei Bechad, if we have two Eidim giving Eidos about one, not that we have two Eidim turning another two Eidim into Eidim Zoyim, that's a Chiddush. But if we have four Eidim, two of them are testifying about one aid, another two are testifying about the other aid, so that's not a chiddush. Of course we believe two Eidim over one aid. And this is a way that we can make somebody an Eid Zoyim without it being a chiddush, and therefore if the whole reason would be not to make them puzzle retroactive because Eid Zoyim is a chiddush, well in this case it is not a chiddush, we wouldn't make them puzzle retroactively. Or in alternatively we could say, if they were made puzzle by the other Eidim because the Eidus was that they were Gazlonim. So over here also, it's not a chiddush. It's not that they're saying Imanu Hayisem, that you're an Eid Zoyim. The second set of Eidim is simply telling us that these guys can't be Eidim because they're Gazlonim. And so that's another Nafkamina. Now, practically, how do we paskin? From Rabbi Yirmiyahu Difti, Rabbi Yirmiyahu Difti tells us, Avda Rapapi Ovda Kavasi de Rava. Rapapi paskin the case, like Rava, that he only made them Eidim Sulim from here on, not retroactively. However, Mar Bravashi Amar, he tells us, the Halacha Kavasi de Abaye, the Halacha is like Abaye. And actually, the Halacha Kavasi de Abaye, be Yal Kagam, the Halacha is like Abaye, when he argues with Rava in six situations, that's an acronym of Yal Kagam. Yud stands for Yishlamidas, Ayin is what we just had here, Eid Zoymeim. Lamed stands for Lechi, which is Halacha in regards to Erevin. Kuf is a Kiddushin Reel Halacha. Gimel is Gilui Das by Gittin. And Mem has to do with the Mummer, which we're going to be discussing right now. So the Gemara continues. Mummer Oichel Neveles LaTayavoin. A Mummer, which some translate as a renegade, basically a fellow who's going against Hashem, he's going against the Torah and the Mitzvahs, he eats Neveles LaTayavoin, which means he eats treif, not kosher meat, for his own enjoyment, for Tayavoin. If you call Apostle, everyone agrees it's possible to be an aid, and that's because since it's much cheaper to buy a burger at Wendy's than your local kosher burger joint, by this guy eating treif, he shows that the money saved is more important than the Isser, and that his tithe is one, and so he's apostle aid, because as we said previously, he could be paid off to give false eidos. But what about the following? Lahaches. He's a momer oichel nevelis, lahaches. He dafke eats nevelis, he dafke eats treif, just because he wants to get at Hashem, for no other reason. So Abaye Amar Apostle, Abaye says he's apostle aid, Rav Amar Kasher, Rav says he's a kosher aid. Abaye Amar Apostle, Abaye says he's apostle, Dahavle Rasha, he's a Rasha. Rechman Amar, the Torah says, Al Tashis Rasha aid, don't make a Rasha an aid. Whereas Rav Amar Kasher, Rav says he's kosher, because Rasha the Chamas be'inon, we need a Rasha of Chamas, which means he has to be a Rasha in regards to thievery, robbery, stealing, money. That's what type of Rasha he has to be in order to apostle him as an aid. The Pasuk actually says, Al Tashis Yadcha im Rasha lihiyos aid Chamas. So we see it has to do with money, so we see the only way to apostle him as an aid is when his transgression has to do with money, but this guy has nothing to do with money, he just likes eating treif to get at Hashem, so he's not apostle aid. Now we say Meisvei, we have a question on Rava. The Brisa tells us, Al Tashis Rasha aid, don't make a Rasha aid, and what's the Drasha? Al Tashis Chamas aid, don't make a Chamas or a Chaimes an aid, and what's this referring to? El Gazlan u'Mayel b'Shvuos. This is somebody who's a Gazlan, or they're Mayel b'Shvuos. shvuas, they make false oaths. Now, my lav, what does this mean? Echad shvuas shava, echad shvuas mamon. Whether they make false oaths in regards to other things or in regards to mamonis, and that means that a person can be puzzled as an aid, even if they're a rasha, in regards to not money-related things. Shvuas shav is making a false oath, nothing to do with money, but still a puzzle aid. So it's clearly not like rava. So where it says loy, that's not a raya. Either of idi shvuas mamon. Really, we're talking about a shvu of mamon and umay shvuos. So why is it the pasuk says shvuos? Mashmah, we're talking about two different types of shvua. It's not so. It's shvuos de alma. It's just referring to, in general, different types of shvuos that have to do with mamon. If a person doesn't care about making a false shvu in this regard, so then he's going to be a pasuk aid. But again, that only has to do with mamonis. The Gemara continues. Meisvei, we have another question. This time it's an abaye. The pasuk says altash is rasha aid. And what do we learn from here? Altash is chames aid. And elu gazlanin umalvi ribiyos is referring to thieves and those who lend with ribis with interest. Tiyufta debaye tiyufta. This is a clear refutation of abaye that we see that a person can only be a pasuk aid if his rishas has to do with money. And abaye said not like that. So clearly this brisa is not like abaye. Now the Gemara suggests name katanai. Let's say this is machlokes tanoim. This is machlokes abaye and rava. Maybe is machlokes tanoim. What would machlokes be? So we have a brisa that tells us aid zaimim pasul chal Torah kula. If a guy was turned into an aid zaimim, he's pasul in regards to the entirety of Torah. Divrei Meir, that's what Meir says. Which Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi says, b'medrash Rambam, what is it said? Shuzam din nefashas. If he was made an aid zaimim after having given false eidos regarding a din nefashas case, so then he's not allowed to give eidos at all whatsoever in all sorts of cases. Al huzam din mamonis. But if he was made an aid zaimim in a case of din mamonis, kasher din nefashas, he's still kasher to give eidos in regards to din nefashas. And so what do we suggest? Name Abai Krav Meir v'Rav Krav Yasi. Let's say that Abai holds a Krav Meir and Rav is like Krav Yasi. Abai Krav Meir to Amar Amrina Mikul Chumra. Abai is like Krav Meir because he says that we say from Kula to Chumra, that even though the guy only transgressed something which is more Kuladik, we're going to passel him for something that's more Chumradik. That's what Rav Meir said. If he's Eid Zaymeim only for Mamanis, he's going to be passel L'chaltar Kula even for Nefashais. And Abai said the same thing. If he's a Mamar L'hachis, he's still passel to give Eidos. Whereas Rav Adam Krav Yasi, Rav would say like Krav Yasi, Damaru says Mechumra L'kula Amrinon Mikul Chumra L'y Amrinon. We're only going to passel him if he was turned into an Eid Zaymeim by something Chumradik like the Nefashais. So then we're going to go L'kula and say that even for Mamanis, he can't give Eidos. But the other way around, we're not going to be Machmir if he was only passeled by Dini Mamanis. We're not going to passel him for Dini Nefashis. And that's just like what Rava said, that a Momer Lahachis is still kosher to be an aid. However, the Gemara tells us, Lord, that's not so. Alib Rabbi Yossi Kuli Amalei Pligi, we could really say that in regards to Rabbi Yossi, no one argues. Ki Pligi Alib Rabbi Meir, we could say that Machlekes Abai and Rava is only in Shitas Rabbi Meir, Abai Krav Meir. Abai is like Rav Meir, as we just said, whereas for Rava, he would tell you that Akalikom Rabbi Meir Hasam, the only reason Rabbi Meir over there said that if a person was discovered to be an aid Zaymeim, even for Mamanis, he's passel for everything. El Gabe Aid Zaymeim de Mamain, only regards a person being found in aid Zaymeim about a money case. Why is that? Dural Shemayim Viral Abriyas. He not only did something bad to Shemayim, he was over Isra of giving false Eidos, but he also did something bad to people. He testified falsely, and if we would have went through with his Eidos, a guy would have lost money. So since he did bad to Shemayim and bad to Briyas, we're going to apostle him in all situations. Avohach, but over here in our case of Mamar Lahaches, Dural Shemayim, what he's doing is bad to Shemayim. He's eating treif, which is definitely no good, Klape Hashem. But Ein Ral Abriyas has nothing to do with him and other people. Loi, Rav Meir would not necessarily say that he's apostle aid. And Mechol Zagavah say that Abai, the Aloch is like Abai. Ask the Gemara, how could we say this? Well, he Taisiv, we just showed how he's wrong from a Braisa. The Gemara says, no, he Rav Yasi, he. That Braisa is Rav Yasi, and Abai holds like Rav Meir. Ask the Gemara, but they have a name Rav Yasi. So let it also be Rav Yasi. Rav Meir, Rav Yasi, Aloch, Rav Yasi. We know that Rav Meir argues with Rav Yasi, the Aloch is like Rav Yasi. The Gemara answers, still, it's not a problem. Shani Hoss, my case is different. Saw some Lantana Rav Meir. We have a Stam Mishnah that doesn't have any name attributed to it. That's called a Stam Mishnah, and that Mishnah teaches us like Rav Meir. And we know that we always go with a Stam Mishnah. So even though we have Machlaikis and Abraisa, Rav Meir and Rav Yasi, and that yes, we technically should pass like Rav Yasi, since we have a Stam Mishnah like Rav Meir, we're going to go like Rav Meir. And the question is, where do we have a Stam Mishnah like Rav Meir? And the answer is brought out through a story. There's a story with Bar Chama, Katal Nafsha, he killed somebody, or at least he was accused of killing somebody. And the Rish Galusa, Rav Abba Bar Yaakov, the Rish Galusa, the one who was the head of Golas, he was in charge. He said to Rav Abba Bar Yaakov, Pokayenba, go look into it, and Ivade Katal, if he actually did kill that person, then we should blind his eyes. This is ready during a time where Bezdin did not have the ability to kill somebody who technically should be Chayav Misa, but they did have the ability to give really strong punishments, and that's what the Reish Galusa said. If it turns out the Bar Chama killed this fellow, so then you should blind him. And also Treisade, two Edom came along, Ashidu Bey, Devade Katal. They gave Edos about Bar Chama that he for sure killed that other guy. However, Azul Iu, he went, meaning Bar Chama came along, I see Treisade, he brought two other Edom, Ashidu Bey, Bechad Mehanoch, they gave Edos about one of the accusing Edom. Chanam, one of them said, Kamoidi Dei in front of me, Ganav Kab de Chushla, this guy stole a kav of barley. Bechanam, the other one said, Kamoidi Dei in front of me, Ganav Chav Zaino Abez on top, Katu de Bertaya, he stole the handle of a spear. And since the second set of Edim are giving testimony about one of the first Edim, that he's a Ganiv, so that means he can't give Eidos, and that will let Bar Chama off the hook. So Amalei Rav Abba Yaakov told him, Ma Daitech, what are you thinking, Krav Meir? That we're going like Krav Meir? And since this fellow's a apostle aid for Dinim Mamanis, because he's a Ganiv, gazlin, he can't give edus for din nefashas. That doesn't help us out at all. Rav Meir, Rav Yosi, halacha Rav Yosi. Whenever machlokes Rav Meir, Rav Yosi, halacha Rav Yosi. Rav Yosi ha'amar. Rav Yosi was one that says who's amdin in mamonis kashal din nefashas. That even though a person was turned to aid zaymim in a mamonis case, he still could testify about a nefashas case. So I'm aware of Papi. Rav Papi told him hani mi heichad loy sasal montanik Rav Meir. That's only if we didn't have a stam mishnah like Rav Meir. But hacha sasal montanik Rav Meir. Over here we have a stam member like Rav Meir, and therefore we paskin like Rav Meir. The question is mimai. From where do we see this? Where do we see a stam member like Rav Meir? Elim Rehadanan, if you want to say it's from the following Mishnah, from Seches Nida, Kol Roy Lidan Din Fashos, anyone who's able to judge by Din Fashos cases, Roy Lidan Din Mamonis. He's able to judge in Din Mamonis cases, and money, who would this be like? Elim Rabbi Yasi, if you want to say it's Rabbi Yasi, well, Ha'ika Eid Zaimim to Mamon, the Kashal Din Fashos, Upasal Din Mamonis. We have Eid Zaimim, according to Rabbi Yasi, that he's allowed to judge a case of Din Fashos and not Din Mamonis. So the Mishnah can't be Rabbi Yasi. Allah Rav Meir, he rather want to say the Mishnah is Rav Meir, and that's your stam Mishnah like Rav Meir? Well, that can't be because Mimai, who says that's what we're talking about? Maybe all that Mishnah is talking about is psula yichsin, people who have a good lineage or not a good lineage, and what type of bezin they're allowed to sit on. And dilo temach, if you actually don't say that, seifa diktani, the seifa of the Mishnah that teaches yesh roi ladin dinim mamonis ve'ain roi ladin dinim fashos, that there's a person who's able to judge dinim mamonis cases but not able to judge dinim fashos. Am I ain roi? Why would such a guy not be able to do that? De'itzim dinim fashos roi ladin dinim mamonis. If he was turned into an aid zaimim in a dinim fashos case, do you think he's able to judge a dinim mamonis case? Vadivra kol pasul hu. Everyone says that he's pasul. So how could we ever have a case that a guy could judge dinim mamonis but not dinim nefashos? El psul yuchsin kai. It must be talking about psul yuchsin. Hachinami psul yuchsin kai. It must be the Mishnah is talking about psul yuchsin, and that's not a right that we have a stam mishnah like Rav Meir. El rather hacha kasasam latana. It's in the following mishnah taught stam, and it's clearly shitas Rav Meir. Denan we have a mishnah, and this is very similar to the mishnah we had previously. Ilyan apsulin. The following people are pasul: hamasach bekovya, one who plays with dice; mavi bribis, one who lends with interest; mafricha yonim, one who raises pigeons; v'sachrei shvius, one who does business with shmita produce; v'havadim and avadim. And Zahakal, this is the rule, says the Mishnah, call Eidos She'enu Isha K'sherin La, any Eidos that a woman is not kosher to give, Af Hein Ain K'sherin La. These people are also not kosher for. Now, money, who's this Mishnah like? Even if you want to say Rabbi Yasi, it's Rabbi Yasi, it wouldn't make sense because V'ika Eidos B'din Nefashos, She'en Isha K'sherin La, V'Hein K'sherin La. We have Eidos in a Din Nefashos case that a woman is not able to give Eidos, but these people are able to give Eidos. So the Mishnah can't be Rabbi Yasi, Allah Rav Meir, he must be its Rav Meir, that if these people are possible for one type of Eidos, they're possible for all sorts of Eidos, and so we clearly have a Stam Mishnah like Rav Meir, which now bring us back to our case where they're trying to be mechayev bar chama for killing a person. Since one of those edim was discovered to be a gazlan, that means he's a pasul aid, even for a din nefashos case, and bar chama's off the hook. And come bar chama got up, nashke akare, he kissed her puppy on his foot for defending him, and vikibli lakarge the kule shane, he accepted upon himself the head tax for the rest of his life. Basically, he told her puppy that I'm going to make sure to take care of your head tax for you for the rest of your life, and you're not going to have to pay it. And we go on to another mishnah. It tells us ve'elu heina kriven, the following people are considered relatives who are not allowed to be Edim for each other, and they're not allowed to be Edim together testifying against somebody else. Who are these people? Achiv, v'achi aviv, v'achi imai, this guy's brother, his father's brother, or his mother's brother, meaning an uncle of his, or ubal chayse, ubal chayse aviv, ubal chayse imai, his sister's husband, his father's sister's husband, or his mother's sister's husband. These last three people that we just mentioned, even though they're husbands, they're still considered a brother because they're the husband of a sister, and a sister is like a brother, so therefore the husband is considered a relative. Continuing on, ubal imai, v'chamim, v'gisai, a fellow's mother's husband. It's not his father, it's just his mother's husband, his father-in-law or his brother-in-law. The brother-in-law over here referring to is the fellow's wife's sister's husband, not his sister's husband, but his wife's sister's husband. And not only are all these people considered krivim, hain, it's them, ubenehen, and their sons, chasnehen, and their sons-in-law are all considered relatives, and they're not allowed to give edus for each other. However, chargal levadoi, a guy's stepson alone is pasul, not his stepson's son or son-in-law. Now, Rabbi Yasi tells us, zumishas Rabbi Kiva. This we just had is Mishnah Rabbi Kiva, the way Rabbi Kiva taught it. Alpha Mishnah Rishayna, but an earlier Mishnah had told us that the only psulim are as follows: Daidai, a fellow's uncle, Uben Daidai, the son of his uncle, meaning his cousin, Bechal Royal Yarshai, or anyone who's able to Yarshin him, meaning only relatives from his father's side, not relatives from his mother's side, because the Yerusha, the inheritance, doesn't go through the mother's side. Now, this is also Bechal Karvalai Ba Isa Shah, anyone who's considered a relative at that time, meaning when he witnessed this thing that he wants to give Eidos on, or when he's presenting it in Bezdin, if they're currently relative at that time, so he can't give Eidos. However, Hayakarv and Israchik, if the guy was a relative, and now they're distant, they're not relatives anymore. How is a kosher? He's kosher. For example, a son-in-law who is in line to inherit his father-in-law through his wife, so he's considered a relative, but then if his wife dies, he's no longer related to his father-in-law, so he is able to give eidos about his father-in-law. However, Rebbe argues and says, afilu meis habitai, even if a guy's daughter dies, v'yesh lo banu mimeno, but the son-in-law has children with the daughter, how is a kariv? He's still considered a kariv because he has children from his wife, so therefore the father-in-law and son-in-law are still considered related. Rebbe Yehuda continues, ha'ayiv asayne, people people who love each other and the opposite, people who hate each other, they're not allowed to give eidos. Who are these people? Oyev, that's yushvinoi, and oyev, one who's close, that's yushvinim. This is a practice they had back in the day where one friend would show up to the other's chasana, bring presents and food, and rejoice with him throughout the chasana and all of the sheva brachas. It was different than we have nowadays. So during the chasana and sheva brachas, he's not allowed to give eidos. And soine, where's mina soine? Kol shaloi diber ima shalosh yom beiva, anyone, if they didn't speak with each other for 3 days because of eiva, animosity, or hatred, so that makes him a soine, and he's allowed to give eidos. However, amruloi, they told Rabbi Yehuda, loin achshul yishal hakach, yidin are not suspected of giving false eidos because they either love or don't like the other guy, and therefore we don't have to suspect this. Now the Gemara begins by asking, Manani Mili, how do we know this? How do we know the relatives aren't allowed to give eidos for or against each other or be eidim together against somebody else? And that's all based off of a pasuk. And before we go into the Gemara, let's just read the entire pasuk inside. It says as follows, lo yumsu avos al banim, fathers should not die al banim, ubanim lo yumsu al avos, and sons shall not die al avos, ish becheta yumasu, each fellow dies with his chait. The Gemara tells us, Tanar banim, the Brisa tells us as follows, lo yumsu avos al banim, mat hamaloymer, what's the pasuk teaching us? Im lamish lo yumsu avos ba'avayin banim, ubanim ba'avayin avos, if you want to say it's teaching that a father is not going to be killed because of his son's aveira, and a son is not going to be killed because of his father's aveira, well, we don't need the pasuk to tell us that. Harik var nemar, the end of the pasuk already says, ish becheta yumasu, that each fellow dies because of his own sin. So it's obvious that no one's going to be put to death because of the sin of their father or son. Elo must be, lo yumsu avos al banim, what does this mean? Be'edos banim, that a father can't be put to death because of eidos that came from his son. And ubanim lo yumsu al avos, be'edos avos, a son can't be put to death because of the eidos that his father gave about him. And that's the drasha. I always have a question about this concept. Ubanim bavayin avos loy, a son can't die because of the sin of his father. Vaksiv, a pasuk says, paiked avayin avos al banim, that Hashem redeems or visits the sin of the father on the child, meaning the child will be punished for the sin of the father. And the answer is that no. Hasam over there, that's when they're holding onto the father's maisim, meaning when the son continues in the sinful ways of his father, so then he'll be punished for his father's avera. Ketanya is taught in Braisa. Vaf bavonis avosam itam yumaku, also with the sins of their fathers, with them they shall be wiped away. Well, this teaches us, that's when a son keeps up the evil deeds of his father, then he'll be punished for that. Braisa continues though, ata armak sha'achsin, you're saying this applies when the son keeps up the avera of the father. Maybe even the son does not continue the avera of the father, he's still going to be punished for his father. So Kshayim, when the other pasuk says, ish bechata yumasu, each man is going to die with his own sin, harik sha'achsin ma'asav same yedein, it must be that the pasuk tells us the son will die because of the father, paiket avonis habanim, and va'af avonis avosim itam yumaku, that's referring to when the son is continuing the avera of the father, so then he'll be punished for that avera. We continue asking, v'loi, it's really not so that a person can't be punished for somebody else's averas. But the pasuk says, v'kashul ish be'achiv, literally this means man will stumble over his brother, and what does this tell us? Ish be'avayin achiv, that a person will be punished for the sin of their brother. This teaches us that everyone is an ari for each other. Literally, this means we're all guarantors for each other. It means that every yid is linked to the other. So if one yid does an aveira, a different yid could be punished for that. So the Gemara answers that no. That's referring to when a person is able to protest the sins and the wrongdoings of another yid, and he doesn't, so then he's linked to him and his aveira might be punished for it. But if a person is not able to protest the averas of another yid, so then he will not be punished for that aveira. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow, continuing with the drashas of how we know different relatives are not allowed to be eidim. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.